Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Thursday, February 5th edition. Got a text message, I'm not going to say from who. And a little bit of trucker language. Just say it, Randy. Republicans, stop being so damn lazy. Do your duty. Get out and vote. Well, you just motivated me to do something. I haven't done this in a while, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to take that last half hour from 10 to 10:30. The podcast will be posted to our show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. I'm going to download that podcast, and I'm going to create a YouTube video. And that's exactly the title that I'm going to put on this YouTube video. I'm going to say, Michigan Republicans, stop being so damn lazy. Make the phone calls into the 35th Senate District, or we're going to lose Michigan this year. I am going to contact Jim Runstead. Party chair, Jim, if you're listening, sitting down there freezing your butt off in Lansing, I'm calling you today, and you better call me back. I'm also going to reach out to Senator Roger Hoke, who's in charge of the committee to help Senate Republicans win in our state. Because we need a call list. We need a call list for the 35th Senate District. Bay, Saginaw, and Midland counties. I want the phone numbers, the call list for every Republican registered to vote who has showed in previous elections they voted Republican. I want their phone numbers. I want 10 phone numbers and names per sheet. And I want the sheets to be able to be sent out and you can select one. You take responsibility for calling these 10 Republicans down there in the 35th Senate District. You click on the name. The phone number's there. You click on it on your phone and it calls it for you. And then you can put on the sheet, no answer, left a voicemail, talked to them, didn't talk to them. You can actually document on this type of technology whether or not you got through to that person. If that person didn't answer, you didn't get to talk to them, it puts their name back on the sheet. And somebody else can try calling them later. When you get your 10 calls done, you submit your sheet and your responses, and you can get another sheet. This is exactly what we did to win my wife's, Victoria Bishop's, election for county clerk in 2024. Me and a few volunteers called Republican voters. Now, if it can work for one little county for a county clerk, it can work for a state senate race. People need to know that there's an election on May 5th. I'm willing to bet, folks, that the average person, I don't care if they're Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, I don't care what they are, just a regular person in that Senate district, I'm willing to bet you 50%, at least half of the people, don't even know there's going to be an election on May 5th. The only reason they probably even voted on February 3rd is because they're on an absentee ballot list and they got their ballot mailed to them. That's not what we need here, folks. We need turnout on May 5th, and we have got to get Jason Tunney, T-U-N-N-E-Y, he's an attorney, elected to that Senate seat. And like Roger Hoke says, when they turn out, the Republicans turn out, we will win this seat. These numbers are completely, completely unacceptable. And the Democrats are claiming victory in such huge numbers. Why? Because of their hatred for Donald Trump. They're claiming the Democrats are all fired up to come out and vote against the Republicans and Donald Trump's party. Well, if this special primary election is any indication of what's going to happen in November of this year, the state of Michigan's in trouble. I'm telling you right now, if we end up with Jocelyn Benson as our governor and Garland Gilchrist as our Secretary of State, we will be California in 1 year. When they get sworn in on January 1st of 2027, that year heading into the presidential election of 2028, you will not believe what they end up doing to our state. And I'm going to forewarn you House Republicans right now, 58 of you out of 110, you have the majority right now. Matt Hall's the speaker. You could very well lose the House. Yes, the Democrats with this kind of turnout could flip the House. And they got a ton of money to do it. $1.8 million going into the 2026 election year, and they're not wasting it on primaries. You guys, look at their candidates. Everybody on the Democrat side is running unopposed. Everybody can spend their money for November of 2026. November 3rd is D-Day. I'm telling you, folks, that's how critically important it is. So I'm going to sit down and produce this YouTube video. I'm going to contact the party chair and Roger Hoke. I don't know Roger, but he's going to know Trucker Randy this afternoon. Or maybe tonight on his drive home from Lansing. Because we have got to, absolutely got to get out the effort to get out the vote on May 5th. He says, when the Republicans in Bay, Saginaw, Midland counties know that Jason Tunney's victory in the May 5th general election means a split Senate, gridlock, they will come out. Roger, I don't even think most people even understand what you just said. A split Senate, gridlock? Well, how is that going to happen? Because there's 38 state senators. Right now, 19 are Democrats, 18 are Republicans. The Democrats are in the majority, in the control by one seat. If you guys get out the vote and you come out and vote and get him elected to be the Republican state senator, it becomes gridlock. 19 to 19. That means Governor Gretchen Whitmer can't get anything done this last year of her governorship. Heck, they might not even be able to pass a budget. So, it's up to you guys. It's that simple. I'm going to produce this YouTube today. I'm going to be able to send out the link to you tomorrow. You need to start sharing this link with everybody. They need to hear that half hour. And then we need to start making phone calls across the entire state of Michigan. You guys listening in the UP, you folks listening in West Michigan right now, downstate, southeast Michigan, Jim down there in the Toledo border, you can make phone calls. There's a system out there. We've used it in the past. You register. You put in your name, your email address, and your phone number, and you get a response email. You have to confirm that it's you and you're a Republican and that you want to make phone calls into the 35th Senate District. They generate the call list. And you can grab it. You can actually declare those 10 names. You can be responsible for contacting those 10 names. When you make the calls, you actually talk to somebody, mark it down. I talk to them. They even give you the script. They even give you the script to read to the person. Hi, my name is Jim. I'm a Michigan resident. I'd like you to very seriously make sure that you can get out to vote on May 5th for Jason Tooney. He's running to be your next state senator. He's a Republican, and we have got to get out the vote. This seat is critical to the direction of the state of Michigan. And if we flip these numbers and get those 30,000 Republicans out to vote versus the 26,000 Democrats, well, guess what? We just showed them that we can get out the vote. We can work, we can make the calls, and we can get out the vote. In this trend that is going on around the country because of their hatred of Donald Trump, it's going to stop on May 5th. We can flip this, we can turn it around, and then we can use the exact same work and strategy in September, October, leading into the November 3rd general election. We can get a Republican governor, attorney general, Republican secretary of state, take back the majority of the Senate, and grow our majority in the House. We can have a red tidal wave, folks. We can do this. So I'll produce that this afternoon. I'll have the link available for you guys tomorrow. You need to share it with every Republican you know in Michigan. It's that simple. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I apologize. I've been talking a lot, and my throat, my voice is quivering, especially when I read these stories that just absolutely kick me off. If you never texted me before, I need you to send me a text. 231-360-5140. I want you to send me a text that says, I'm in for calls. Jim, again, the listener down near Toledo, I'm in for calls. He just sent me a text. I'm not going to read these text messages. When you send me a text, I see it on my phone if it's short. Like I see Jim, Toledo listener, time 10:48, I'm in for calls. I see that on my phone. But if I don't click on it, it'll stay unread. I need to show a screenshot to State Senator, current chair of the Michigan Republican Party, Jim Runstead, and State Senator Roger Hoke, how many unread messages I have that says, I'm in for calls. If I can get 100, 150, 200 text messages today while you're listening to this show live now and then the repeat of it throughout today and again tomorrow morning, this is going to be airing hour two. Let's see, that would be 7:52 a.m. tomorrow morning. Text me, I'm in for calls. I need to show that our radio family is willing to make calls into this 35th Senate District. Another idea that came to me during the break. We have every single precinct delegate that's going to be going to the endorsement convention in Novi on March 28th. That's a month and a week or two before the May 5th election. We should have cards at that endorsement convention and pass them out to every single precinct delegate with their placard, their credentials that goes around your neck. Every single precinct delegate that gets their credentials to be able to vote, you get a card that says make calls into the 35th Senate District to elect Jason Tooney on May 5th. And then a QR code or a link to a website where they can click up and sign on to get 10 names and phone numbers to call. I'm going to run this by Runstead. I'm going to run this by Hoke. We need every single Republican precinct delegate that comes to Novi on Saturday, March 28th, at endorsement convention to get these cards, to get this information, and to take it back to your county. We must make calls into this district. It's wintertime. It's cold out. Knocking on doors, not good. Not healthy, not safe. We don't need people slipping and falling on people's frozen, snowy, icy driveways and porches. But everybody can sit in a warm house and make phone calls from a list. If we get out the vote, if we absolutely get Republicans aware, number one, that there is a general election on May 5th, and number two, we got to get out the turnout because the Democrats are fired up because they hate Donald Trump. Well, if you support Donald Trump and his policies, you need to get out and vote for Jason Tooney. It's that simple. That's all you got to say to people. If they're real Republicans and they support everything that Trump's doing, which I do, I absolutely agree with everything he's done so far. But the media and the Democrats and these protesters in Minneapolis and other places, Los Angeles and other places around the country, they're trying to convince the general public that Donald Trump is doing a bad job being president, that he's violating our rights, that they're taking people to, they call them detention camps. That's what they call them. They're being detained in these detention centers. They're not feeding them. Okay? This is insanity, people. This is absolute insanity. And the media, the legacy, fake BS, fake news is peddling this crap. That's why these Democrats are so fired up. They've been seeing this hyperbolic garbage on their news feeds. The Communist News Network, MSNBC, MS Now, or whatever the heck they're calling it. The Washington Compost, the New York Slimes, every single major liberal newspaper in the country, headlines, constantly attacking Donald Trump and his administration. Well, we've got to make the calls. So I'm going to produce this video. I want you guys to post it on social media. Get it out there. Text it. Send it to your friends. I'll have it done before I go to bed tonight. That's my promise, my pledge to you. If you promise that when you text me video tomorrow, that you will share it. And you'll get it out there. Let's make this YouTube video go viral. Because if we don't get Jason Tooney elected on May 5th and create gridlock in Lansing in the state Senate, that means the Democrats won. That means they got out more people to vote on May 5th than the Republicans did. They are going to absolutely run with this and blame this on Trump. This victory tonight just proves that the people of the state of Michigan are fed up with Donald Trump. They're fed up with Matt Hall. They're fed up with the MAGA Republicans and their agenda. That's what they're saying. Well, we got to stop it. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at Iron Pig.